The Law of Attraction. The basic idea of the Law of Attraction is that your thoughts determine your experience. You attract what you think about, whether you want it or not. Like karma, the Law of Attraction is not about blame or guilt. It's just a simple reaction, a law of the universe that applies to everyone equally, regardless of whether you are a saint or a sinner. What you focus your attention on tends to increase. Of course, this law is just one of many coexisting universal laws, so I encourage you to keep your mind from settling into a simplistic view of any one universal law without taking into account the unavoidable potential for exceptions and conflicting views. The Law of Attraction is based in part on the idea that the universe is made up of vibrations being drawn to other vibrations that are most like themselves, in the same way that plucking a string on one violin will cause a string on a nearby violin tuned to the same note to also vibrate. This metaphysical, more than physical, philosophy says that your power of thought affects the outer world in ways that go beyond the physical realm, and that you have the power to affect changes in your outer world, not just through strenuous outer efforts, but also by shifting how you think. For example, if you are wanting to lose weight or relieve yourself of your financial debts, the Law of Attraction would suggest that you not focus too much on the problems at hand, in these cases on the larger sizes and unpaid bills, but that you spend time visualizing what you would like your life to look like. This way, you're feeding the details of that vision with your thought energy, and if you do it right, so the testimonials say, you end up with the very house you visualized or the car you cut out from a magazine and pasted above your desk. Or even better, on spiritual levels, you become happier, healthier, and more spiritually attuned, peaceful, and beneficial to the world. What is better than a parlor game kind of approach to metaphysics is to learn the useful principles from these manifestation theorists, such as the idea of focusing your attention on what is good, and to combine these principles with solid spiritual information, wisdom, virtues, and practices to really uplift your whole life in ways you may have never imagined. Don't just vision for an expensive new car. Vision for a great, spiritually vibrant, divinely inspired life. Two main steps help you benefit from these metaphysical laws. Discover what the universal laws of attraction are. Getting to know metaphysical laws is an interactive and ongoing process of personal evolution and exploration into new vistas of understanding. You can't simply learn metaphysical laws by only reading books or taking courses, because universal laws are like life itself, big, flexible, and endless in their expressions. Along with reading and hearing information about metaphysical laws, pay attention to how these laws manifest in your life. See whether you can find examples of when you've personally experienced these laws, so that you can explore those events and develop a more personal and intuitive sense of how metaphysical laws work in action. Apply the universal laws to your life. This step sounds easy, right? After you discover a metaphysical rule or universal law, all you have to do is follow it. Yet, how many people apply all the physical laws they already know in their own lives? People know, for example, how much money they earn, but what do anyway? Overspend. They have studied nutrition and health enough to know the laws of proper digestion, but then they go out and eat huge, greasy meals anyway. Spirituality in action. Experiment with trying out different universal laws in your own life situations. For example, you may decide to stop thinking negative thoughts for a certain amount of time, or to follow more austere rules of integrity, honesty, and faith. See if shifting to more positive thoughts and actions brings positive shifts to your outer life as well as your inner experience. John Homer Miller said, "Your living is determined not so much by what life brings to you as by the attitude you bring to life. Not so much by what happens to you as by the way your mind looks at what happens."